Dave was, you know, he was a problem child. There's just no two ways about that. And he ended up quitting high school. I want to say he was about a sophomore, maybe a junior, and he just quit. He's just like, I don't want to do this. And his parents had gone through a divorce, and he and his dad had a really cantankerous, rough relationship, you know, one of those father and son things. They're the same person, and they just butted heads all the time. And Dave, his mom bought him an electric guitar for his birthday when he was in high school, and he started doubling down. You know, this is like 75, 76, 77. He's doubling down on, you know, learning how to play electric guitar because, you know, he knew that the punk rock movement, you know, at its very beginning, you know, I'm not even sure they even called it punk rock, but he just knew, he wanted to be a part of that scene. And he was not into the standard radio, you know, oriented rock on the radio. He just really gravitated, you know, Ramones, Cheap Trick, Patti Smith, you know, Iggy, MC5, Stooges, you know, you name it. He was just right there, you know, at a very early age. And when Dave was still in high school, his dad, in an editorial for one of his magazines, I don't know if it was Automotive or the Car and Driver, he wrote an editorial about his son, Dave, and what a fuck-up he was. How, you know, he quit school so that he could become, you know, a rock star. And as far as he knew, he never saw Dave, you know, show any kind of talent for music when he was younger. And so he really, in the editorial section of the magazine, he just went off on his son about, you know, how stupid he was. So on his father's birthday, I don't know which birthday it was, his dad, you know, he was in he did these car magazines. He would get these prototype cars, you know, one of a kind, two of a kind, you know, the only kind that was made that they would give him to drive around so that he could write a review on them. And in the driveway, he had just this souped up Italian sports car, you know, one of a kind, you know, sitting in the driveway. And on his dad's birthday, Dave, my friend Dave, got a can of spray paint, and on this one of a kind prototype sports car wrote in giant letters, "Fuck you, Dad. Happy birthday, Dave." I mean, that was him. That was just so fucking him. And so that just, you know, any relationship he had with his dad, for as bad as it was, it just got way fucking worse.